Teirad Mishpatim 148. Okay, Ve'elam Mishpatim Esher Tassim Lefneim. These are the Mishpatim, the logical mitzvahs you should put before the Yidden. And the Pasuk starts off by saying, Ki Sikne Eved Ivri. If you will buy an Eved Ivri. Tzarech Lehavin Lefneim Mashmalashin Rabin. The word Lefneim is before them. So then when the Pasuk says the next word, Ki Sikne, it should say Ki Siknu. If the Torah is speaking plural, the Torah should say, when you, plural, will acquire an Eved. Instead it says, ki sikne, loshen yachid, it should say, ki yiknu, when you will buy, plural. He says, achinyin, ki sikne, koya, Moshe Rabbeinu, olav ha-shalom. Why does it say singular? It refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki sikne, Hashem is talking in singular, to Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning, koya, adilil, minei. It goes on what the Pasuk just got through saying. These are the laws that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, should put before them. So the Pasuk is saying like this. He also means how. So it says, these are the laws you, Moshe Rabbeinu, should put before them. How are you able to do this? Because when and how, when you buy an Eved Ivri. What does that mean? He's going to explain. In the second parsha of Shema, which is Chumash Devarim, which Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to the Yidden, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will give grass in the fields for your animals. So we learned already the question, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give grass? Hashem gives the grass. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I will give the grass? That must mean, in the spiritual sense, Moshe Rabbeinu gives food for the animals. And he's going to explain what this means, that Moshe Rabbeinu feeds the nefesh habamis of every yid. So that's what it says. Moshe Rabbeinu says on himself, I am going to be mashpia das, Esev, which is Das, for your nefesh habamis, that it should eat and be full of godliness. The inyan is as follows. The hine ksiv, the ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Zerati as beis Yisrael, zera odom, zera behema. The pasuk says, Hashem says, I will plant the Yiddish and the Shamis, seed of man and seed of animal. One second, we didn't learn about Eved Ivri yet. We just learned Ki Sikne. One second. It says, Zera Adam and Zera Behemah. Sheyesh Beis Madregis Ben Neshamas Yisrael. Basically, the Pasuk is saying, there's two types of Neshamas amongst Eden. Zera Adam and Zera Behemah. What is him? All of the first level of Neshamas Gevayis Ma'id. What is Zera Adam? People. What do people have? Das. So he says, those refers to the very lofty neshamas. But Mavim Nikah Zera Odom, they are called Zera Odom, Shema Neshamas, Shenim Shchum Ebchinas Odom Elyon Shalakise. Canal, this refers to the neshamas that come from the level of godliness on top of the throne, Odom Alakise, Shema Neshamas, Dechsiv Nas Odom Salmein Kudmusainim. Those are the neshamas of Atzilis that are called Bonim. On the other hand, the Shamis, the Bria Yitzirasi, are called Avadim. Like he says, Im Kavanim, Im Kavadim. Sometimes the Jews are called children, sometimes they're called Avadim. So there's many different explanations when, you know, they're called this and that. But one of the explanations is, certain the Shamis are called Banim, Zera Adam, and certain the Shamis are called Avadim, Zera Behema. And he says, Kamei Shemaila Sa'adim. Just like the advantage of a person over a behemah is, like the Gemara says, Adam yesh bei das, behemah ein lo das, a person has das, and a behemah doesn't. So, kach elo neshamas yesh, tam das begadlus abegdas godu belukus. They have a great level of das in godliness. Upidish das, ein lo tzulema yediyah levad. Das doesn't mean understanding, knowing. It means Hargosha Mamish Kamesha Yizbor, like Dalter Rebbe is going to explain later in the Maimer. Das, like Dalter Rebbe says in the third parak of Tanya, Das is Chochma Bina, that's understanding. Das is feeling it, becoming one with it. Like V'adam Yodas Chava, Adam Nuchavi, became one with Chava, meaning there's a level of Zera Adam. Zera Adam means they have a level of Das in Elokus, which means not only do they understand Elokus, they actually feel godliness.
Full comprehension.
Huh?
Full comprehension.
Not only comprehension, it's more than comprehension, it's feeling.
Understanding. That is there's
some
different names,
like Nuna Yama. Yeah, there's Nuna Yama, Nuna Yabasha. The Nisham is also from the Alma Diskasi, Alma Disgalia. Vabez, in the second level, is the level of Zeta Behema. The second level in the Shamas is called Zeta Behema, Shehem Kamat. Kol and Nishamas de Reseinu, almost all the Nishamas of our generation, Dalter Rebbe is writing this, of our generation, it is called Zera Behema. Ki Nisham is Datsila Sein B'nei Aliyah. Shein Mu'atim, because the Nishamas of Atsila, like Dalter Rebbe says, we just learned that in Wednesday night Tanya class, that it's most Nishamas are, the Nishamas of Atsila are very few. Afilu B'dei Reseinu Shainim. Even in the earlier generations, there was Tzadik Yisrael Elam, like Rashbi said, if there's two, it's me and my son. If there's one, it's me. Even then, there were very few neshamas on that level. And he says, it doesn't mean they don't understand Elokus. They can understand Elokus very well. Even though they have a seichel and an understanding. They have a tremendous understanding and grasp of godliness. The way Hashem gives everything existence and He makes everything live. And His end, His greatness, there's no end to. They might understand it tremendously, but they don't feel it. They don't have das. L'chein nikra behema. Therefore, those in the Shamas are called Zeta Behema. Sha'a behema yesh l'riyu shmiya. A behema could see and hear, which represents deep levels of seichel, right? Of seeing, understanding. But, rak she'en lo das. Se'kach u'b'chines n'shamas elu. The same thing, these in the Shamas. She'en b'am b'chines das balukus. That don't have this feeling of alukus. Shadas ubachinas argosha. Das means you feel it. Shaskol and iksheres and ikfers benafshe. When the intellect is bound, meaning, again, you live it basically. Kilo marge says, if you felt it. Kidas miloshin v'adam yoda. Das is from the word adam yoda. Shubachinas is kashris is chabis. Which means binding and connection. So what does das mean? Das means not only understanding Elokus, but feeling Elokus. That is very few neshams. What?
Is that what King David says, the Torah is in my stomach?
No, over there he meant that Torah is digested. The Torah you have to understand. Yeah, it means that also, the David HaMelech digested it, and he felt it. But he says, there, even in the earlier generations, most of the neshamas were Zera Behema. Very few were called Zera Adam. Then we're like Chameirim.
So that is a Brian Nehemna, the same thing, is that feeds us das, right?
That's what a Rebbe is. Kisek Ne'evet Ivri, Meshe Rabbeinu is the one that gives das, the Sati Ezer B'soch, that's the level of a Rebbe, that gives das into the neshamas of Zera Behema.
Tikkun doesn't mean acquire, you should give over that tikkun.
Well, we'll see what it means. We're going to find what it means later. What?
Rona Shamosha, the third Moshe, everything that comes.
But he's explaining it deeper. That's not only that Hashem speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that actually gives the das, the Esav Besotcha. Esav we'll learn later is das. That Moshe Rabbeinu gives this feeling of godliness into every single neshama. Everything comes from Hashem, but who brings it down is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki das miloshim vodom yada. Valder zenem besori ech zeluka. That from my own flesh I can see God in the way of Reyam. Afal pishi it as yev shalir so alakim. By in Gashmi, it says, Mipsari ech zeluka. From my own flesh I could see God. Now obviously you can't see God. It's the analogy like this. We all know we have a neshama. Right? We all have a neshama. I know you have a neshama. I know you have a neshama. How do I know? Because you're alive. God forbid you don't have a neshama. You're dead. Right? So what the neshama is, we don't know. What it is, we don't know. But we know its function. So it's not a question somebody can ask you, how do you know you have a neshama? You never saw it. Yeah, I never thought. I don't understand it, but I know it exists from its functioning. And there's no question. Nobody can convince me otherwise that a living person doesn't have a neshama. There's something there. When you die, you don't have it. So the same thing, mipsari etzel lakah, what it means, the same way a person is so 100% sure that Elokus exists. Kachi ef sheliris agam shegam ken ef sheliris mehus hanefesh. Echumahi, even though you can't see what the nefesh is, what it is, where it is, whatever. You feel it. It's not only I know I have a neshama. I feel it. Why? I see I'm functioning. So obviously I know I have a nefesh without any question. I feel it. And therefore when a person sleeps, the chayis leaves him. And then when you wake up, right? So he said, Al Rebbe is explaining what would das in Elokus mean, that just like I know for sure I have a nefesh, even though I don't know what it is, I know the mitzias, I know its existence, I don't know its muhus, I don't know what the essence of the neshama is, but I know it exists without any question. So das in Elokus means the way a person is so 100% certain and feels that Elokus is Mechaya the world. Now why is this relevant? Just for the record. Because if a person, it's very simple, if you feel it, it will be impossible for a person to sin in thought, speech, or action. It will be impossible for a person to sin in thought, speech, or action. It will be impossible. And if you sin, it's because you don't feel it. You can know it, like the Ganav breaking into the house. But if you would feel that Elokus is your existence and the existence of the world, you'll never sin. It's impossible. And he says, Kacha derech zeh mamish b'chinas sadas b'Elokus, that the neshama is sevatzilus. Have, and therefore, there's an expression in Chassidus that by a Rebbe, the Rebbe brings it down in a few Maimorim. There's an that by a Rebbe is by us, Eilam is bepshitas and Elokus is bischatches. In other words, by us, I know for sure the world exists. God exists. I got to think about it. It's not a it's not a given. Look at any person in the street. By a Rebbe, Elokus is bepshitas and Welt is bischatches. By a Rebbe, that Elokus exists is a given. He has to meditate to realize there's a world also out there. It's infinite difference between the two. I mean, one is I know the world exists, I gotta meditate about God. And this is I know God exists, I gotta meditate that there's a world. Like Dr. Rebbe said, he doesn't see the beam of the building, he sees the Var Hashem, the word of God that's in the beam keeping existence. That doesn't mean, by the way, Dr. Rebbe banged into the beam. He didn't bang into the beam. But what does it mean he doesn't see the beam, he only sees the Dvar Hashem? He knows the existence of the beam for sure. There's no, it's Elokus for sure. The Elokus comes into a beam. These are called the Neshamas of Zera. But by the way, the Rebbe is going to explain, later, that Moshe Rabbeinu, really? How can he give Das to Zera Behemoth, two opposites? Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself comes from a level higher than Zera Adam. And because he comes from higher than Zera Adam and Zera, so he can bring Adam into Behemoth. He can bring Das into Zera Behemoth.
What level is
super high. Nothing me and you are ever going to reach. Don't worry about it. We ain't getting there. Right. I mean, the Pintali, the Chiddush Benefesh, is the Meshach Rabbeinu in us. What?
How often does such a neshama come down?
It could be one a generation.
One in every
it could be. Sadi can say them. Sometimes it could be two. Sometimes it could be not too many.
Then how is it possible for a Beinuni to have this 24/7 with all the?
That's what a Beinuni is.
You have to feel it 24/7.
Yeah. That the Beinuni is not Zed Adam. A Beinuni is Zed Behema. Means a Beinuni is called Adam. Every person should be a Beinuni. Could be a Beinuni.
Correct.
They're not Zed Adam.
Okay, so to feel it 24/7 is Zed Behema or Zed Adam?
Zed Adam. A Beinuni doesn't feel it. He just controls, the mind controls the heart, that's all.
The bush, that's it.
That's it.
Rabbi, how is a Rebbe different than the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim in each generation?
Lamed Vav Tzaddikim and not necessarily the Tzaddikim Gemurim, Tzaddik V'Tevla.
The world didn't exist because of
it. I guess so. I never met one yet.
The Chassidus doesn't really dwell on the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim.
No.
Right?
No. Okay, let's go.
Well, Rabbi, can I just,
what?
The way, there's two things. One thing is you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yamin of Hashem and Moshe Avraham, they're all one entity. It's
yeah.
It's a separate entity.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying sometimes the way it's explained.
The Medrash explains, and that passage, by the way. By Aminu Ba'Hashem of Meishavdid in Mechilta, which is Medrash, says that in order to believe in God, you have to believe in Meishav Rabbeinu.
Right.
Because it doesn't say Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, Vayaminu Ba'Meishav.
It's not a separate entity, it's one of the same.
Right. Tzadikim Deimim Lebeinu.
Rabbi, can I just ask a spicy question? People ask me, so if we say that all the Gashmas come from Hashem, but through Moshe Rabbeinu, then how is that different than Lahavdi, what the Goyim say?
First of all, they got it from us, number one.
So they are correct. Yeah.
They're not saying, no. They have a particular level of a trinity. That's no. That is not a, God forbid, a trinity. That's a Vedazada. A trinity means it's a separate entity, not you. A Rebbe is our head. It's part of my body. It's me. It's not a separate entity. When people ask a stupid question, why are you worshipping a Rebbe? It's not worshipping a Rebbe, God forbid. A Rebbe is your head. And you don't worship your head because the foot relies on the head and the head does the communication. Does that mean the foot worships the head? It's you, you can't worship yourself. I mean, people do, but the head is me. It's not a separate entity. God forbid, the Trinity, la'avdol, billions of avdolis, is a separate entity. That's, yeah.
But we're supposed to have connection directly to Hashem. That's what differentiates us with the rest of
the world. Yeah, but in order to have that direct connection between us and Hashem, it has to go through a Rebbe. That's why Yikra al-Meshur. That's what Meshur Rabbeinu does. The pasuk says, "Moshe Rabbeinu says, I stand between you and Hashem."
So
they get it. Alter Rebbe says in Perek Beis, "The peishim amirid mitamid chachamim." In Perek Beis, Alter Rebbe says that those that rebel against tamid chachamim, the Rebbe explains, it doesn't say not from Jews, or it says rebelling against the concept of a Rebbe, they get their nourishment from the Rebbe anyway, but over the shoulder. Everything has to exist.
No, we have to have a Rav and a Rebbe because it's
not. No, a Rav and a Rebbe is two worlds.
How is that one? Why is it different? Why would a Rav be different than a Rebbe? They're both teachers of how to come close to Hashem.
A Rav tells you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. One answer fits all. If it's allowed, it's allowed for you, me, him, her, and for everybody. It's allowed for Meshach Rabbeinu. If it's not allowed, it's not allowed for me, and it's not allowed for Meshach Rabbeinu. Okay? A Rebbe is in the Shama things. The Rebbe sees you in the Shama. Two people can write the exact same question and get two opposite answers. Why? Because the Rebbe is looking at neshama. It's not one size fits all. The Rebbe is able to see every single neshama and knows what's good for that particular neshama. That's a world of a difference. One's gvul and one's bli gvul.
Potential ability, but he can't really exercise viewing every individual.
Yes,
he could.
Your head is the nerve center
if
of your.
I go before him, yes, but not.
First of all, fix your mask, please. Number one. Number two. Your head is the nerve center. Every part of your body you feel in your brain. Yeah. So why can't the neshama, that's the brain, the head, feel every single part of the body?
Because it's infinite.
What?
Because a Rebbe, which is our head, is infinite. How could infinite be the head of...
Because he's in a body.
Ah.
That infinite level is in a body. And therefore, just like a neshama in a body. Neshama is infinite, put into a finite body. Therefore, it can function in it. A Rebbe is an infinite level that comes into a physical body. And therefore, every generation has a Rebbe because every generation needs different things. So the Rebbe of that generation sees what that generation needs. That's why they call the eyes of the community in Chumash, Ein Eho Eda, because they see and know what the generation needs. Every generation, in the Alter Rebbe's time, the Alter Rebbe saw what his generation needed. And that's Mental Rebbe, and the Rebbe saw what our generation needed.
So he's moved in that body for that generation.
Correct.
But even after
that. The Alter Rebbe says in Gersa Kodesh, he's even more than when he was alive. Because he's not restricted anymore by a body.
So therefore, why do we need to go to Ohr? If the Rebbe is so strong and now it's freer than.
Because there's still a mile of a holy place, where a place of a tzaddik is a holy place. Why do you go to Shul to daven? Isn't God all over? Why can't you daven at home? Because a Shul is a holier place. If it's a holier place, God is revealed more there. Mekayim Sakadeshim, graves of tzaddikim all over the world. Yeah, tzaddikim, so whatever, are called holy places. So it's not that you're not davening to the tzaddik, chas v'sholom. You're davening, the tzaddik should intercede on your behalf. Of course.
That's
in the minor lotion that you say by the oil, you say guf and kadishin, the bodies, of course they're holy.
But
it says, so the Medrash says, chotzi ish chotzi alakim. The body's completely refined. The Rebbe Rashab once did a certain act, a custom, whatever, and somebody asked him the source of it. So Rebbe Rashab said, right now I don't remember the source, but I know one thing. From the time I was bar mitzvah and on, my body was trained to only do what's right. So if I'm doing it, later he found the source. But he said, if my body is doing it, that's the right thing to do. That means he worked out the body. Reb Hillel Paracher was a chassid. They say he was half Rebbe, half chassid, whatever. But if somebody older than him walked into the room when he was sleeping, his body stood up. In his sleep. The Fadita Gabi said would straighten out his tzitzis in the middle of the night. If he was sleeping, he would straighten out the tzitzis because it has to be, you know, straight. Not Kolula. No, it says any person with Yiddish Shemaim, the yarmulke doesn't fall off at night.
That's why I put a beanie on, right?
That's why you wear those dunce caps. Anyway, okay. One minute, let's just finish. Oh, it's late. Again, bless my shirt, Visa Biklau. Even though Lucherinom Audi say Mipsari Achzalaka, no Neshama can understand Hashem. He said, Muhusein Musik. You don't understand the essence, but Mitziusi Neidavinigash. The Mitzvah is like the Neshama. I don't know what it is, but I know it exists.
Thank you.
Thank you.